بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. زين للناس حب الشهوات مانس ناسوي إبراهيم towards what? Temptations, women, children, children, popularity, then vehicles, high class, fast moving, and farmlands, businesses, heaps of gold, silver. So this is a natural inclination. Another question that will come into your mind is, why did Allah Ta'ala make us like that? That we naturally feel inclined towards these things. Whether it is woman, whether it's wealth, whether it is good vehicles, whether it is gold and silver. So we have a natural inclination. Why did Allah make us like that? Imam Ghazali rahmatullah has given three reasons. One reason is given is that, say, every person works like any other animal. Every other animal will just work for its basic needs, nothing beyond. Right. As you see a bird feeding, it's only concerned about itself, end of the story. Or you see a horse or a cattle grazing, they just worried about that moment, what they need for the moment, having that, and the end of the story. They don't concern themselves beyond that. So the concern is just the need of the time. Well, contrary to all this, man, his temptations are far beyond. If he is farming, he's not happy with just his basic need. He wants thousands of hectares. He wants one farm and the other farm. One business, the next business. One vehicle, the next vehicle. One property, and the next property. So man's mind works differently. So, Allah has designed him in this manner so that the entire earth can be sustained. So you are liking to do wheat farming. You do wheat farming, right? So you got 10,000 hectares. But because of the inborn greed that you got, you're sustaining the world. You do 10,000 hectares, right? You yield perhaps 1 million tons of wheat for a year. So you'll eat that all up, or you'll buy, you'll sell it as well. You eat and you sell it as well. Now through that, so many people are getting sustained. And now you are getting into a profession, right? Becoming a doctor. You think to yourself, becoming a doctor, and you get so much of money. Calculating, right? Each patient that will come in, I will charge him at least 500 rand. So even if I see, say, 20 patients for the day, so 20 times 5, 10,000 rand I make for the day. 10,000 rand for the day, then for 10 days, 100,000 rand. 1 month, 300,000 rand. That's minimum. Because my starting fees will be 500. Some patient, one person was telling me, he went, he had some blood clot or something. So the surgeon came in, felt his hand. You don't need any operation. 5,000 there. 2 minutes, 5,000 there. When a child is born, you must go through a midwife, gynae, then pediatrician. Pediatrician will come and see the child, right? Born, head, limbs. 3 minutes, 5,000 lakhs. Does it happen or not? 5,000 lakhs. So can you imagine now in 1 month what I'll get? That's how he's calculating. So for his greed of money, many people's children are right. They are right. Their families, their children are right. Say for example, he only works for himself. I need to know the health guidance for myself. That's all. I say, could he have been an asset for so many people? So his greed is like serving the community. That's the one reason that he gives, right? You have been designed with greed, and that greed in turn will sustain life. That's the one reason he gives. The second reason he gives, if you didn't have temptation, right, no temptation, then could you have aspired for Jannah? Would have not aspired for Jannah. Like if it's a 10-year-old boy, you talk to him about woman, can he relate? He doesn't know. But now you are of age and this type of subjects come to you, you say, no. So they will allow to be there. I want to be there. You are totally deaf. From birth you are deaf. You don't hear a single voice. I talk to you about songs and music. Can you relate? Can you identify? Okay. So Allah has created temptation in you. And when He speaks about Jannah, then you can relate to me. You can relate to it, alright? So I'm going to get Jannah. The beauty I'm going to get. The beautiful sounds that I'll get, right? See now, well, there are some people that come to the masjid, very wealthy. Like every day they can buy a milk. Right? They're so wealthy. But they lost the taste, no taste. No taste, no smell. Absolutely no taste and no smell. So when Allah talks about the excellent food and dishes in Jannah, can they relate? You can't. They don't know what is taste, they don't know what is smell. So Allah talks about these things here. That when He talks about Jannah, then you can relate. See? My one uncle is late now. Gave a story. Says in Germany, one person doing an informal work. You know, it's also informal. They do work for the day. Someone getting 100 rand, 50 rand, they're happy. So he's doing that 50 rand job. Absolute so-called, you know, informal. Living off the street, and that's what he earns, 50 rand, 60 rand for the day. So anyway, he played the lottery. And he played the lottery out of that 50 million people that participated, he won. I'm talking of the old days now, 70, 80 years ago, and he won the lottery. Somebody is earning 60 rand a day. Now, the people that are playing the lottery, they control the lottery, they're wondering, you know, this person is going to win 1 billion pounds. So, we don't know who the person is, but will he be able to endure that excitement? Excitement is too much, 1 billion pounds, the person is earning 50 rand a day. Can he endure that? Excitement may be too much for him. So they thought what to do. They had a meeting as to what to do. Said, all right, what we'll do is we'll try and locate the village he is in and the village pastor. They go for the Sunday service to the church to try and work out the pastor. So they communicated with the pastor. This is the case. And can you handle it for us? Yeah, I'll do it for you. So this person had to come to church on a Sunday. So the pastor had to pick up a story. Because I've been praying for you. I've seen you. I've been praying for you. So the Lord has blessed you now. My prayers, you know. He has blessed you. All the night vigil, staying awake, just for you, I could see you suffering. I was praying for you very hard. Now, hypothetically, say for example, if you win the lottery, which is about 1 billion pounds, you know, 1 pound is about 25 rand, right? So, can you imagine now 1 billion, how much it will worth? 1 billion times 25 rands. 25 billion. If you win that, then what you'll do? So without any hesitation, the villager said, half is yours. You're selling the pastor. You know, you've been crying for me, praying to the Lord. So as a token, I'll give you half. Now, the pastor heard the story. He got a heart attack. He died. See, every man has got a capacity, right, to endure. So some excitement you can take, and some excitement you can't take it. So that is why they say exciting news, that you don't just reveal it straight. One person was living in Durban from India. You know. So he thought he'll give his mother a surprise visit. So he came to India, located his town, and just from the door, he was phoning up his mother. And he said, his mother, I'm here. He traveled from Durban. He's from India. Traveled on the doorstep, knocked the door, and he phoned. The mother got a shock. She got a heart attack, she was bleeding from her nose, and 2 days time she was gone. You see, in this world, your capacity to endure is small. Can't take. Some things you can take, some things you can't take. Whether it's excitement, whether it's trouble, whether it's whatever. So, there's a thing like manage the situation. I was talking to the students, you know, finally students, that you don't frighten someone. Like it is the habit of the children of the plane. So one child will go behind the door, and this person will come. And you come out, wow! So the child will get a shock. Right. So sometimes they do that, and sometimes with that they put on a mask. And then they shout. It happened in Overport. One child did that with his brother. He did that vow. He got a shock and he died. Serious injury. A few years ago, your heart could have certain capacity. It can take so much. So we are talking about why Allah designed you with temptation. So now when Allah talks about this, you can relate. So when you can relate, then you'll aspire. But say, for example, you didn't have the ability to aspire. So can you relate? Can't relate. When you can't relate, will you aspire? Will you work? Won't work. She's created that in you that you can aspire. When you can aspire, you will want to work. Right? If you want to work, you will get there into Jannah, inshallah. So Allah Pak has designed you for this purpose. Not that, but now you misusing it. All that aspiration, temptation, using it for small things, stupid things. Now, for example, your mother, she had, when you came home, now you're a little bit hungry, and she had about last week's baked beans, you know, old baked beans, last week, not even tasting right, and you just took it out and you start eating. Mother says, the rice is coming, just wait for 20 minutes, it will come, rise, all the works, are, and you're not listening to your mother. Now, when the bride comes in, will you enjoy that? So, you got the temptation, you know you got the temptation, wait, and you'll enjoy yourself. So, same Allah by saying, see, you're relenting to this earthly temptation. And the real place for spending your temptation is there. You're spending in the wrong place. When you're spending in the wrong place, then you can't enjoy that. Because you enjoyed all the haram. You enjoyed the haram, but the actual thing that was meant for you, can you enjoy that? You can't enjoy that now. Because everything went into the haram. Now that place was for the real enjoyment. But now you wasted it here. When you wasted it here, then you can't enjoy it. So you see, Allah has created you like this, but there's so much of wisdom, so much of greatness in that, beauty in that. You've got temptation, you can aspire, you can relate to something, then you can work for it thereafter.